It's largely a myth. We actually know from polling that the economy tops both men and women's top issues, what that concerns them when they go there. Let me understand then, how much will it cost to provide unmeans-tested childcare for 1.3 million children?
It will obviously cost a lot to do so. We accept that.
I presume you have the figures.
Yes, I do. It does cost a lot to do it. The point I'm trying to make is that we're making it universal so that we are in a position to make sure that every child gets it. And those that can, at the moment, get free places will continue to get them. Those that have to pay won't, and we'll collect the money through taxation, mainly through corporate taxation.
So how much will it cost?
I'll give you the figure in a moment.
You don't know it? You're logging into your iPad here. You've announced a major policy and you don't know how much it'll cost?
Can I give you the exact figure in a moment?
Is this not exactly the issue with people and the Labour Party, which came up under Gordon Brown, that we cannot trust you with our money?
Not at all. All our...
You don't know the figure.
All of our manifesto is fully costed and examined.
You're holding your manifesto, you're flicking through it, you've got an iPad there, you've had a phone call while we're in here, and you don't know how much it's going to cost.
Can we come back to that in a moment?
What, when you've looked it
up?
My point is, it's quite troubling. This is a policy you're launching today, Mr. Corbyn, and you don't know how much it's going to cost. It hardly inspires the voters.
I think what is important for the votes to understand is that if we don't invest in our children and we don't invest in them for the future, then they do less well in primary school, less well in secondary school and less well in the future.
But you don't know the cost.
I want to give you an accurate figure.
Why on earth are you giving free childcare to people who can afford it if it's unmeans tested? You don't have the figure. Hopefully somebody's emailing it to you.
The important thing is that all children get a chance to grow up together. At the moment, we have a system which separates out in the sense that a child of wealthy parents may well be able to go to a paid-for preschool or nursery facility. Others will not get that chance because their parents can't afford it, or if they're poorer, will get a free place.
But this is a very expensive policy, Mr. Corbyn. I'm going to help you out with the figures. Would you like to hear how much it's going to cost?
What we think is that it's more important to invest for the whole community and collect the money back through taxation on the principle of universalism.
So it's all coming from taxation.
Which the same applies with National Health Service and applies with mainstream education.
It's a staggering cost. Would you like to know how much your policy is going to cost, Mr. Corbyn?
What is your estimate of it?
Well, it's actually Angela Rayner, your shadow education secretary. 2.7 billion and then 4.8 billion plus that, with half a billion to reverse the cuts to the Sure Start scheme. Mm-hmm. Does that sound about right?
It does sound correct. And the importance of restoring Sure Start is that this Conservative government has actually cut a lot of Sure Start centres and closed a lot of them down.
Yes.
And that has damaged the chances of a lot of children.
We've now got to be in a situation, haven't we, Mr. Corbyn, where we trust you with our money. And you didn't know those figures there. And the next